This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. In Kentucky, a sheriff has been charged with murder in the shooting death of a judge. The AP's Donna Warder has this.
A county sheriff in southeast Kentucky is charged with murder, accused of shooting dead a judge in a courthouse. State police say Letcher County Sheriff Sean M. Steins allegedly shot District Judge Kevin Mullins after an argument.
One person's dead after a fierce storm rolled through part of Oklahoma last night, flipping over several camping vehicles and knocking down trees and power lines. The city of Pawnee asked residents to stay in their homes as emergency crews worked to identify areas that had been hit. It's the race to the finish line for Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Both major presidential candidates made appearances Thursday looking to fire up core supporters.
You have to defeat Kamala Harris.
Former President Donald Trump spoke in Washington to Jewish donors at an event on fighting anti-Semitism in America.
This ugly tide of anti-Semitic pro-Hamas bigotry and hate will be turned back and crushed.
Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris talked with Oprah Winfrey in a star-studded live stream from suburban Detroit.
Madam Vice President, hello.
Winfrey asked about the transition from Biden running mate to Democratic nominee.
We each have those moments in our lives where it's time to step up.
Harris referenced owning a handgun as she spoke about her efforts to pass a new ban on assault-style weapons.
If somebody breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Yes. I hear that.
Jennifer King, Washington.
CNN has been reporting on a man running for North Carolina governor who allegedly made a series of racial and sexual comments on a website, reportedly also referring to himself as a black Nazi. North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson denies the allegations and is vowing to remain in the race. This is AP News. Thousands of platform beds are being recalled. The AP's Haya Penjwani.
Nearly 138,000 platform beds sold at major retailers, including Amazon and Walmart, are being recalled across the United States and Canada. That's because they can collapse, posing fall and injury risks. Utah-based importer CVB Incorporated is recalling the Lucid-branded platform beds with an upholstered square tufted headboard. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission and Health Canada, the beds can sag, break, or collapse during use. To date, there have been 245 incidents of this occurring in the United States, causing 18 injuries. Owners of the platform beds under recall are urged to stop using them immediately and contact Lucid for a free replacement frame. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Dow gained 522 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Hello, it's Dan and Andy here from No Such Thing as a Fish, your favorite new podcast that you haven't heard yet.
That's right. We are a podcast that's been going 10 years, and each week we bring four of the best facts we've heard that week to the table to blow each other's minds, as well as yours.
Here's a fact, Dan. Did you know that the people of Iceland can use 95% of a cod?
Okay.
They're just working on that last 5%.
If you want to find out how they do that, why they do that, and why we're talking about that, check out No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts now.
I should say, despite my fact having cod in it, this is not a podcast about fish. It's about everything. I just happened to pick one of the worst and most confusing facts possible. Ta-ra!